The scripture talks about how God searches the earth to show himself strong in people whose hearts are turned perfect toward him. It doesn't say that God is looking for a perfect performance. God is looking for people who have a heart that is turned perfect toward him. That means if you get up each day with the desire to please God, if down deep you really want to honor him, then like Peter, you will have times that you fail. You wanted to resist, but you gave in. The good news is God does not cancel your destiny. Your performance may not be perfect, but because your heart is perfect toward God, he still has something amazing in your future. No matter what you've done, don't go around beating yourself up. You can't change the past. Learn from your mistakes, but don't get stuck there. Keep moving forward. Receive God's mercy. Be bold enough to say, God, I blew it. I knew I was wrong. I should have done better. But God, I know you're not holding it against me. I know you're not just the God of Abraham. You're the God of Jacob, too, the God of imperfect people. When Thomas heard that Jesus had risen from the grave and people had seen him alive, everyone was so excited except Thomas. He was more practical and more logical. He said, guys, if you want to believe, that's fine, but not me. A man can't be dead for 3 days and come back to life. I'm not going to believe unless I see it with my own eyes. I want to see the nail prints in his hands. Thomas had spent just as much time with Jesus as the other disciples, yet they were full of faith. They were all believers. Thomas was full of doubt. He had all these questions. One day they were in a room together, and Jesus came walking through the doors. They nearly passed out. What's interesting is Jesus didn't go over to Andrew and say, Andrew, I made it. He didn't walk over to Matthew and give him a big hug. Jesus walked right to Thomas, bypassed all the people who had faith, and went to the one person in the room who had doubt. He didn't chew him out. Thomas, what's wrong with you? He said, Thomas, I know you don't believe. I know you have doubts, you have questions, and Thomas, that's okay. I understand. That's why I came to you first. Now feel the nail prints in my hands. Feel the scars in my side. Notice the pattern. When you have doubts, as Thomas did, when you blow it, as Peter did, when you fail, like the woman who was married 5 times did, you think God is far away from you. It's just the opposite. God came to the people who had doubt before he came to the people who had faith. We try to put God in a box and tell him who to save, who to bless, who to forgive, who to heal. The longer I live, the more I realize God's ways are not our ways. God will save the most unlikely people. He will show mercy when we think they deserve judgment. Thomas doubted this one time, yet he became known as Doubting Thomas. Probably wasn't a week or two of his life, but people labeled him a doubter. The good news is, God doesn't judge you by one mistake. We call him Doubting Thomas. You know what God calls him? Believing Thomas, Forgiven Thomas, Redeemed Thomas, Restored Thomas, Amazing Thomas. What we don't hear much about is that Thomas went on to touch all of India. He is credited as being the one who brought the good news to that entire nation. You may have struggled with an addiction your whole life, but know this, God is not judging you by that one setback. Get rid of that negative label. Maybe you failed in business, blown a relationship, done something you're not proud of. Don't let that become your identity. Stop seeing yourself as Doubting Thomas, Addicted Thomas, Undisciplined Thomas, Failing Thomas. You have to turn it around. Start seeing yourself as Blessed Thomas, Free Thomas, Redeemed Thomas, Successful Thomas. Dare to declare it, I am forgiven. I am redeemed. Too often, we get our performance mixed up with our identity. You may have failed, but you are not a failure. That's what you did. Failure is an event. That's not who you are. You are a child of the Most High God. You've been handpicked by the Creator of the universe. You may struggle with an addiction, but you are not an addict. That's what you did. That's not who you are. You are free. You are clean. You are restored.